It's down to you.
Your gift right now helps WBEZ unlock an extra $85,000. Support WBEZ's essential stories about politics, our economy, and Chicagoland's arts and culture scene, and your gift will be worth even more.
If 1,500 people donate by 7 p.m. on June 23rd, WBEZ will earn this $85,000 from two anonymous donors.
So please hurry. Give at WBEZ.org/donate. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Storms that swept through the Chicago region this week caused damage all across the city. My colleague Summer Van Benton spoke with some residents on the south side.
Rosemore resident Jalil Muhammad says he lost power for 12 hours, and he saw other impacts in his neighborhood.
Flooding out into the streets. Some of the local businesses within the area lost power.
He says neighbors are leaning on each other and relatives for help.
It's just really a bummer, especially in an area where there is limited resources.
2 days later, some Ninth Ward residents are still without power. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Meantime, Wednesday's storms are now being classified as a derecho. The National Weather Service confirms that long-lasting thunderstorm complex produced a swath of damaging winds over an area at least 250 miles long, with gusts of at least 58 miles per hour. The Weather Service says the most impactful thunderstorms on Wednesday afternoon produced winds of about 80 miles an hour. A lot of entertainment this weekend. It's a good weekend to catch some alternative music in Chicago. OK Go will perform tomorrow at Gallagher Way near Wrigley Field. You might remember that band from their ambitious treadmill music video for the song Here We Go Again. Then Sunday, Vampire Weekend alum Rostrum will perform at Thalia Hall in Pilsen. He's produced for artists like Maggie Rogers, Haim, and Frank Ocean. You can expect to hear tracks from his new album, American Stories. It weaves together the sounds of his American-Iranian heritage. And the annual Thai Festival Chicago returns to the Uptown neighborhood this weekend with some new vendors and performances. Ani Jamjun is with the Thai American Association of Illinois. That organization hosts this festival. She says visitors this year can meet celebrity chef Chef In, who will be hosting a live cooking show and making his signature chicken wings. Jamjun also says the winner of Iron Chef Thailand 2015, Chef Gig, is back.
They both have their own restaurants in Thailand, and they're actually famous worldwide. They have huge social media, but the influence of social media and everything, they travel all over the world featuring their dishes.
Jamjun also says there's always a cultural performance. This year, master performers from Thailand will travel to the fest to perform the mask dance. It's called Khon. And we've got sports this weekend. The Chicago Wolves are playing Game 1 tonight of the Calder Cup Final. The minor league hockey team is going up against the Toronto Marlies in a best-of-seven series for the championship. It's unclear at this point who's going to be in the net for the Wolves. Goalie Amir Miftaho was called up to the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday for the NHL and was an emergency backup for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Raleigh. Puck drop from Allstate Arena is tonight at 7. You're listening to The Rundown. Securing safe and affordable housing has long been a challenge for some of Chicago's Black residents. Since the 1980s, Lawndale Christian Community Church, also known as the LCDC, has made strides to help local residents become homeowners and rent quality apartments without breaking the bank. As part of our Faith in Action series, my colleague Nicole Janine Johnson shares how the church has maintained this commitment for nearly 40 years.
I'm visiting Kayla Lemon today. She's a 26-year-old mother of three. Her family lives in North Lawndale on Chicago's west side. Before, she was doubling up at her sister's apartment, but a series of unfortunate events prompted her to plan an exit strategy to move.
They was shooting real bad out in the front. It was gas hanging all in the building. Like, it was smelling like weed in the hallway. The building management, they had a mice problem, like real bad. So I had to move.
Her search for safe and affordable housing was not without its challenges. She wasn't expecting it to be so expensive just to apply. And then the rental companies needed more paperwork and gave her a tight deadline, which she missed.
They want a lot of fees in order for you to apply for their apartments just to get to the very end, just to not get approved for the apartment.
But when she applied to an LCDC managed unit, she had a more gracious process.
What sets them apart is, in this economy right now, they don't give you a hard time trying to get your apartment.
LCDC worked with her and gave her more time to verify her income eligibility. Now it's been 2 years, and she's grateful for her two-bedroom apartment.
I love my apartment. I have a two-bedroom. The building is very clean. It's just a real quiet, peaceful building. My kids love going on the back porch.
For decades, Black residents in North Lawndale have struggled for quality housing. So much so that in 1966, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. moved to a dilapidated apartment in the neighborhood. His goal? Protest the poor housing conditions there.
We had slum landlords, substandard housing, contract buying, you know, all of the things that were taking place, and our folks were not immune or exempt from that.
That's Richard Townsell, LCDC's executive director. He was a child during Dr. King's time on the West Side and lived two blocks from him. Growing up, Townsell heard the stories of how Dr. King gave his neighbors hope for better living conditions. In August 1966, the city and Dr. King made a non-binding agreement. But 20 years later, there was no progress. So the church decided to fill in the gap. In 1987, Lawndale Christian Community Church created LCDC to pick up Dr. King's mantle.
So we're a very neighborhood-centered church, and everything we do is out of mission to help uplift. The church wanted our folks to be able to own their own homes and live in decent apartments.
They wanted to help people like Kayla Lemon find a safe and affordable apartment. They also want to help those who are ready for home ownership, people like Rodnika Mack. Growing up, she lived in a home her family owned. It was safe. It was theirs.
For me, it was just more so always wanting to have my own space. Growing up, I would always feel like, oh, I'm glad that I live here, and I'm glad I live with family, and I'm glad that this is our home.
Mac knew what she wanted, she just didn't know where to start. So a friend introduced her to LCDC's home buyer education course. LCDC also offered down payment assistance and someone to guide participants through the home buying process. But Mac didn't believe the hype.
I don't really trust people who say they're going to just give you money. I don't like this. Don't sound right. It sounds like a scam.
As Mac made her way through the process, she learned that she'd have to get her credit in order to even apply for a mortgage. After stumbling at first and feeling demoralized, she wondered if she should quit while she was ahead.
Maybe it's just not for me at this point.
But LCDC gave her the steps to pay down debt to repair her credit. Once she was ready to buy, Max started seeing homes, and sometimes her kids joined her. She saw LCDC's last newly constructed house, but she was skeptical as to why no one had snatched it up yet. She viewed other homes with a realtor, and those left much to be desired. But something changed when she went back to the LCDC home, and this time with her kids.
My son came in and started running around like he owned the place, and my daughter came right in and got comfortable, and I'm like, oh, she's comfortable here. This is it. I'm like, I don't really need any more confirmation.
Mac is grateful for LCDC. They're not in the business to make a profit. Through down payment and appraisal gap assistance, LCDC sells the homes at an affordable price for working families. So buyers like Mac don't have to borrow as much when buying from LCDC compared to a for-profit company.
LCDC gave me more for my money, and they also gave me that support. So do I think I would have done it without them? Eventually, because I was determined to buy a house. I don't know for sure that I would have made the right decision without LCDC.
As only 25% of North Lawndale homes are owner-occupied, LCDC wants more residents to own a piece and stay in the community. For LCDC and Lawndale Christian Community Church, this work is how they build God's kingdom. Their faith in action was on display at a May ribbon cutting for their latest initiative, Reclaiming North Lawndale. They presented two newly constructed homes with 31 more to come.
We're thankful for each and every person that's come out here today to celebrate reclaiming North Lawndale.
With a word of prayer, Townsell grounds the work in the church's divine mission.
Pray that we will continue to use them for the building up of your kingdom. Thank you for the homeowners that are going to be owning homes and rebuilding the community. Bless our time. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Nicole Janine Johnson, WBEZ News.
Weather, lovely Friday, sunny and breezy, high in the low 80s. Clear skies tonight, low in the upper 50s. And for the weekend, you might see a little bit of rain Saturday night and a tiny chance of rain on Sunday. Otherwise, lots of sunshine. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.